Protesters in Puerto Rico plan to rally against the island's governor again today. They've called for Governor Ricardo Rosselló to step down over leaked private messages he sent that used homophobic and misogynistic slurs. Yesterday, Rosselló spoke about a large demonstration near the governor's mansion Monday night.
People were able to express their message, a message mostly against me, but my commitment is to defend that right to express, you know, whatever position the people that are protesting have.
Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team joins us now from San Juan. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Jeremy.
So it appears, at least for now, that the governor is not going to resign.
That's right. At that same press conference we just heard tape from, he reiterated that he will not resign. And that is, you know, despite mounting pressure coming to bear on him from protesters who held this huge demonstration on the streets surrounding the governor's mansion, a protest that ended in confrontations between protesters and police with tear gas and some injuries. And despite what is clearly a growing movement to force Rosselló from office, he has said that he will not step down.
So what's been the reaction to that in Puerto Rico?
Well, it's been to step up the pressure to keep the momentum of these protests going. Like you mentioned, there's another one planned for tonight, and this one is expected to be huge, in part because some of Puerto Rico's most important artists and athletes are calling on protesters to come out. People like the trap artist Bad Bunny, singer Ricky Martin, they have flown into Puerto Rico to join the march today. And that's what makes it feel like the momentum to force the governor to step down is only growing, not dying down.
Now, we remember seeing the governor a lot after Hurricane Maria. He's been dealing with the fallout from that. He's also been dealing with Puerto Rico's bankruptcy proceedings. And then this scandal came to light. Some 900 pages of private messages were released. A lot of it we can't even say on the radio. But tell us how this scandal came to light in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I mean, it was only like the latest sort of black eye for the governor in what was a span of a couple of weeks that saw all kinds of sort of mini scandals popping up. One of them had come out just a couple days earlier. The FBI had arrested two of his former top officials on corruption charges. That was a big scandal for about a day and a half until these chats were published by the local Center for Investigative Journalism. And they, like you said, are really bad. They show the governor and members of his inner circle using these terrible misogynistic terms to refer to women and political opponents. They use homophobic language to refer to people, including singer Ricky Martin. They crack jokes about the hurricane dead, which was something that was so sensitive and continues to be a very sensitive topic for Puerto Rican citizens. And one of the things that I've heard in the last several days of protest on the streets when I talk to people is that they feel like these chats sort of lifted the curtain on the governor and sort of showed people that he doesn't actually care about them or the struggles that they're facing because of the economic crisis that Puerto Rico is in.
Well, and even if he doesn't resign as a result of this, he is up for re-election next year.
He is up for re-election next year. Many of his allies in the government have already asked for his resignation, and even those who haven't have said that he probably shouldn't run for re-election. I mean, the governor has made very clear that he plans to run for re-election, and it really is clear that this is going to be bad for him.
That is Adrian Florido of NPR's Code Switch team joining us from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.